Hi, my name is Aaron. I am attending Corliss High School. I'm just going through a rough time. Basically homeless for 5 months. I had to sleep outside, sometimes with nothing to eat. It's kind of a shame. I still am ashamed.
It was only after hearing that recording that Aaron's teacher, Celeste Davis Carr, learned that he was living on the streets. They recently sat down face-to-face to talk about Aaron's struggles.
When you shared your StoryCorps recording with everyone, how did you feel, Aaron?
I felt awkward, like a big load was let off. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I just said it. I don't know what made me say it, but I'm like, let me just be honest and just get it out.
I was scared because I felt helpless. I didn't know what to do. But at the same time, I felt I had an obligation to try my best to help you.
Yeah, I didn't even know you actually listened to that one.
I listened to all of them, Aaron.
Yeah, I didn't really think that I would ever tell a teacher. But it makes me know that you're special because you care. Like, you talk to me and make sure that I'm cool. Because mm-hmm. sometimes kids were bullying me, call me a freak of nature, throwing chairs, throwing glass and stuff at me.
I've had to deal with some bullying issues when I was in school, but mm-hmm. not to the extent that you have. I was always picked on because I was a tomboy.
You seem pretty cool. I didn't think no one would mess with you.
So overall, how do you feel? You have more friends this year?
Yes, I have more friends this year.
So it's better than last year?
Yeah. I'm in a foster home now. Been since October.
Do you feel different living in a foster home?
It's good, actually. I feel comfortable where I am now. It kind of feels like home.
So can I tell you one thing that I really admire about you, Aaron? Because I've never told you. Do you know how strong you are?
No.
You never realized that.
No.
But you have a strength that no matter what anyone says about you or they do to you, you don't change who you are as a person. And a lot of people don't have that strength. So I admire that about you.
Thank you.
Don't make me cry again. I want to see you happy. Just your smile is the best moments of you.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
That's Aaron with his teacher, Celeste Davis Carr, in Chicago.